James Starks, I just spoke to James. He's sore, knee sprain, or also his ankle. So we're going to see what he can do tomorrow practice. And he feels like it's a little bit, like a normal day after a game. But we'll see how he goes tomorrow. That's really information if you want to talk to him about it. But he tested out well, and he has a chance to possibly do something on the field. That's our plan with him.
But it obviously is better than you might have feared.
It's better than what it looked. I mean, if you watch the tape, and obviously the TV copy, it didn't look very good.
What about Jennings, Mike? How about his condition?
Just talked to Greg. Greg has a knee bruise. I spoke on a shin yesterday after the game, but he actually has a knee bruise, and I anticipate he'll practice tomorrow. We'll see how he feels in the morning. If he does practice, it'll be a limited basis.
Are you concerned about Marshall Newhouse's availability?
No, just talking with the trainers. Marshall, he feels fine. Talked to him last night after the game, so I think he'll be ready to go.
It's considering the challenge of three games in 10 days, are you guys as healthy as you could expect, I suppose? If that makes much better.
It's one game in, 3 days? Can't count that far right now. We got one game. I mean, the last two are in the past. We knew the Tampa Bay game was going to be a little bit of a hump game, and it was. So, Detroit's on the same schedule as we are. We feel good about where we are health-wise, and hopefully, a lot of guys have some bruises and things they're dealing with, and but we feel we're healthy and we'll be ready to go.
Like in that game there last year, what do you think their defensive line had such a big impact on that game?
Last year's game, their D line played well. We didn't play as well up front, but you give them credit, and it factored in the outcome of the game, but. Having a chance to look at the tape from last year, it's part of our cut-ups. We're really more focused on this year's tape because they do have some different players throughout the football team than last year. But it's something we can learn from. You pay more attention to what they're doing on defense and the personnel matchups and the tendencies of the individuals. But, yeah, it definitely factored in the game last year. Well, I think both teams. Well, not to speak on my own team, but this is a mental week. This is our third time to play in this game in 3 years. So, the challenge is the mental preparation. We're going to do, as limited practice time on the field that we feel gives us a chance to be ready to go. So, I'm not going to lose the game on Tuesday and Wednesday because we've practiced too much. I've made those kind of mistakes in the past. In training camp and things like this. We feel we have a good handle on the time on the field, the workload that needs to be done. But we're going to spend more time in the classroom, more time in the walkthroughs just to make sure our guys are ready to go.
How much time you put into watching yesterday's game with the players just because of the schedule?
What do you mean?
And corrections and all that.
Oh, corrections? It'll be done on an individual basis. Just each coach will take 5 minutes. 10 minutes. Just go through the corrections, things from last game. We basically operated in a normal Wednesday meeting schedule today, so our focus is on the lines.
Mike, are you concerned at all with the punt protection? Yesterday, obviously there was almost a block, and there was another close call a couple of weeks ago, I think.
I'm not concerned about it. We work on it. We weren't clean on the one play, but I feel very good about our punt protection and really the continuity that we're establishing each week on special teams. We've been playing a number of rookies throughout the year, and I think we're getting better. But yes, we were up and down on special teams yesterday, but it's definitely something that's correctable. Football, yeah. I mean, it's football. We repped it. We spent a lot of time preparing for Tampa because, you know, their punt rush was something that they were multiple in. So we spent more time on it in practice, and, you know, it's something that we can learn from. No, I see it the way it is. I mean, you look at the tape of all aspects of your team, and you correct them and move on. I'm fully aware of the statistics. I'm fully aware why it's going on. But you know, we're playing winning football, and we're 10-0. Not looking for a break or anything, but to come in here and talk about the 8, 9, 10 plays every week that didn't go right, you know, trust me, it's corrected. We don't react any differently to the way we grade the tape based on the outcome of the game. So we have to do some things better. There is a tendency of too many yards on defense. Yes, we're addressing it, and we're working on it. So
you really haven't seen a whole lot of Stafford in games, though. He's obviously made a huge difference with that offense.
Yeah, he's playing well. He's put up big numbers. He's healthy. And just like any young quarterback, you know, most important statistic I've always felt for a young quarterback is games played. You can't teach that game type experience in quarterback drills in schools and preseason games. And they've always been excited about him as their starter, and he's having a heck of a year.
I know you said you grade the tape the same regardless of the outcome, but you have to also manage them kind of emotionally. How do you deal with them when they're 10-0, but there are some shortcomings?
Call me tired. I don't understand your point. I mean, you want me to agree with your opinion? Or, I mean, what are you asking me here?
Do you coach them hard on the things that aren't going well? Or you always talk about
I coach them the same. And when they do it right, I tell them, good job. When they don't do it right, this is what we got to do to get it right. It stays the same. It's about being consistent. I say that all the time up here.
What did you think of, you know, the way you ran the ball when Starks was, you know, healthy? What did you think about your running game when Starks was?
I thought it was good. I mean, I thought it was, you know, I thought he was good with the ball in his hands. You know, we had some things. We just talking yesterday, or now are we talking the whole year? But I thought James was, I mean, not only running the ball, but the checkdowns, which to me is an extension of the run game. So he's, you know, making people miss. He's stepping out of arm tackles. You know, we didn't have 100% clean looks yesterday running the football. But I think James is getting better and stronger each week, and hopefully he can play this week.
Beyond the challenge of three games, 11 days prep. Is there a party that likes this because you have like a mini bye coming up for next week?
I think it's an honor to play on Thanksgiving Day. I know as a kid growing up, I mean, it was, you know, the NFL on Thanksgiving was always part of your day as a family. So this is, I think, the fifth time in my coaching career to have been part of Thanksgiving football. It's unique. It's a national televised game, but I think it's an honor. I think it's, you know, it's special that they pick us to play over there in Detroit. It's obviously a bit of an advantage for the home team, but it's you know, it's only an hour flight. I don't mind the schedule. Come Thursday, our players, I think players like to turn around and play right away too. So I've never felt stressed preparing for this game. I think it's it'll be a lot of fun.
Did you sneak in a 1962?
No, it wasn't a very good year, was it? Yeah.
Two more. Is there anything else you take from your experiences of coaching on Thanksgiving other than how you structure the new schedule?
I mean, I look at the former schedules. I don't know, nothing.